Podcast. My name is Jack, and with me, the two unprofessional podcasters I'm stuck with working with are...
Cindy.
Rude. Heather.
Heather. It just takes 30 minutes just for you guys to sit down and get in your seats.
You gotta get comfortable. Now I'm uncomfortable because now my hip's bugging me.
Got ADD. What do you want from me?
It's ridiculous. I sit there. You ready? My hair is uncomfortable. I'm not comfortable with my hair. It's too cold in here. I'm cold. Can we turn up the way? It's cold. Can I get the heating?
Who talks like that?
You.
No,
that's how you both talk. You okay. Both speak that.
That's the worst impression ever.
It's the best impression I have because you guys are terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Like looking at my heel.
No, it looks bad.
Well, since she just covered up my feet.
You gotta laugh away from the mic. You got a loud laugh. You laugh louder than you speak. Just give you some professional advice here.
You know, I think you could go elsewhere.
Could you go elsewhere?
Can you carry the show by yourself? No.
Oh, I could.
Well, we'll see.
Oh,
we'll be quiet for 5 minutes. See if you can do it by yourself. Ready? Five minutes, starting now.
And look how loud you were saying, ready, start now. You can't yell into the microphone if that's how you're going to speak. You go away from the microphone. Anyway, yeah, I'm just giving you critique that Bruno, Carrie Ann, Lynn, or Julianne would give you. So that's what I'm saying. So you can roll your eyes like, what's his name, who got 86. Because he's Mr. Eye Rollers. All right. If you enjoy this podcast with these two professional ladies and other podcasts like this, you can listen to the broadcast, the Married Men podcast, Walking Dead's Coming Back, Deadwood.
Three Stupid Guys.
God, and many, many. Oh, Survivor comes back tonight, so we're excited about that. Many more. You can go become a patron on patreon.com/JayandJack, or you can go to jayandjack.com. The little button says become a patron, and become a patron there, and it's all good, all fun. Or you can do lootcrate.com. Go to lootcrate/jayandjack, and for $45 a month, I'm sorry, for $20 a month, you get $45 of geeky goodness, and maybe you too. I think this month is the best one yet. How to be a podcaster and not make the producer upset. I think that's what's in it this month, and that would be exciting.
Whatever.
All right, so we had Dancing with the Stars, and total of the show is it's 4 hours long, and I'm going to be honest with everyone up front. The second night, I just watched the ending. Sure. I mean, I don't think it needs to be 4 hours long. I get it. ABC's making... Hold on. I still got a few more minutes to go in here. Go ahead.
Are we allowed to talk now?
You can. It was your self-imposed five-minute silence.
When I used to watch it before we started podcasting, Heather and I would watch it when she used to live here. We used to always just go to the end, didn't we? Oh, you're not talking yet either, Heather. You're still timing your 5 minutes. Okay, you're talking with me, so you can talk.
I can talk to you. I won't talk.
You gotta
to
talk
him.
Into the mic. You can't whisper.
Why did I sign on for this? You're so annoying.
I'm just trying to help you guys be better.
But anyway,
achieve your goals.
But
no, we fast forward it. We didn't watch. Well, there's sometimes we watch the whole thing.
Right.
But it used to be like an hour, not full 2 hours of fluff. It was 2 hours.
You think maybe because
ABC
really hasn't kicked off their lineup yet, that maybe once they get going.
In the fall. They always did the Tuesday nights in the fall.
I think it was 2 hours,
and
though.
It's 2 hours?
I thought it was only an hour.
Yeah, I thought so. You're right.
Because 2 hours, it was literally the first hour was behind the scenes footage, which I kind of like seeing behind the scenes footage. You see like a little more behind
right.
What's going on, like who, like the personalities and stuff. I don't mind that. But then at the end, just hey, just show who gets cut off, gets right. kicked off. That's all I want. Right. I don't want another whole hour of random people. I don't really care about singers.
Well, it's one of their top shows, and so I get they're trying to milk as much as they can off it. But do they turn people? How many people are? My question to the people listening: how many of you guys actually watch all 2 hours of it? Or if you have a DVR, do you just fast forward to the end? Or if you're on Hulu, do you just fast forward to the end?
Well, I think it depends on their age demographics. I bet my mother watches the whole 2 hours with not even hesitation. Because
your mom can't probably figure out the DVR.
No, I think she does it because she doesn't. What else is she going
to
do?
I had no choice to watch 2 hours
of it.
Because
you're too cheap to buy the...
Oh, that's right.
I refuse to buy the DVR. But I watched the full 2 hours of
all the money you're making on this podcast, and you can't deviate.
But you know, I was wondering, but don't you think I can't get my rings off. Sometimes, don't you think like a lot of the times people just have it noise in the background?
That's what I did last night. Yeah, I just had background noise.
You're on the computer or something
right,
like that.
So I don't think it's like,
Because, you know, we always talk about some of the shows we wish we would have seen more behind the scenes.
Right.
Like Survivor. Or Amazing Race, like that. Like, wish we would have known more details.
Right.
And I think this is what they're giving to probably the real crazy diehard people. They probably love every minute of it.
Well, I'm just asking if it's necessary. Because because we talked about the podcast, you said, do you want? I said, no. I go, this podcast will be 4 hours, 3 hours long. I go,
right.
There's just too much. There's too much to have to write down, too much to do. And, you know, I love Dancing with the Stars. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to watch four hours.
No, but I think you do a pretty good job because you have some great critique when we're watching it together. Yeah, exactly. And you're saying things. So.
Look at his toes. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do better with your toes.
Okay.
And when we get to Rick Perry, it did look like he swallowed a bottle of Viagra. That's all I'm saying. He was very stiff.
Yes.
If you get my drift.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What? I'm just saying. He just, you know, looked like he was.
He was having fun.
Hey, well, don't spoil people. We'll get to it when we get to it. Well, we start off with Maureen McCormick and Artem, and they're doing the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Which can I say this ahead of time? Maybe you guys had the same thoughts. Some of these theme songs were not really dancing songs.
You're right.
No.
Because you could see where Derek was having trouble with it. Some of these shows, I'm like going, like the X-Files.
Taxi song.
I go, how are they going to do the X-Files? How are they going to do some of these shows? And, you know, Green Acres was a good peppy one.
Right.
And
Brady Bunch, I thought, was a good one to dance because I thought Marsh did a great job.
Because I think it's Maureen McCormick.
Maureen McCormick.
It's an end name.
Wow, you just did a podcasting blunder.
I know. Gosh.
Bump, bump, ba, bump.
Wow.
But I just, some of these songs, like Married with Children, I was like going, how are you doing Married with Children? I think the reason, I'll get to it. But we'll start with Maureen McCormick, and they start with Florence Henderson, and Florence Henderson does the Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Right.
It should have been Eve Plum, but rumor is, and I don't know this for a fact, that Eve Plum and Maureen McCormick don't get along. I don't know if that's true or not. I just, that's the rumor on the internet.
Maybe what it really was, though, is that Florence Henderson you see her most of the time at the shows, and she was originally on the show, wasn't she?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it just makes, I've seen her many times in the audience.
I think a lot of past stars or dancers that have come back.
Use a different line. That's my critique.
What would her line then?
Well, do something else. Oh, Marsha. Something like that.
No, I think it needed to be Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
But that's not, she's not famous for saying that line. It's Eve Plum. Jan is the one who said Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
That's a random critique. You're being a Len.
Well, okay. We have the same haircut. And we're both old, so I knocked him down a notch for that because I said, "Hey, everyone loves Florence Henderson. She's America's mom, right? She's been around forever. I don't mean that in a bad way. when she said Marsha, I go, it didn't work. She felt awkward saying it because she's probably thinking in her head, this isn't my line.
I didn't think she felt awkward.
I think she did.
Okay.
I think if we asked her, she would say, yeah, I was really hoping that Jan would say it.
You know
Jan, she has an attitude.
You're reading too much into it.
You could have Peter come in and say, pork chops and applesauce.
All right.
Anyway, so they do the dance. I thought it was good. She had a smile on her face. She was having fun. And
You're pretty good with the dance technique, Heather, than I am, because you know all the dances. I thought she looked really good just for the entertainment part.
I'm sorry, they're doing the quick step.
Right, but for the entertainment.
That's a hard dance, because it's so fast-paced, just like the job. It's very fast-paced, but... I thought she did a really good job. I thought the judges were a little harsh. What was the scores? 7-6s?
Well, Carrie Ann gave a 7, Len a 6, Juliana 6, and Bruno a 7.
I feel like they're really harsh last night. Monday night, I'm sorry. They were a lot harsher than they normally were. I think for second week, I think they're expecting way too much from their stars.
Oh, I agree with you. I thought the costume and everything was really good.
That was cute. She looked cute.
She looked adorable, but when they do close-ups of her. I just think, okay, you don't want me to go there. Okay.
Yeah, let's not get personal here.
All right. I'm not doing personal.
Yeah.
She looks good for her age.
Okay.
All right.
I thought she
did a great job. She's having fun.
Yes.
And isn't that
she enjoys to be there.
And isn't that what we want to see in these people? We want to see fun.
Right.
Fun.
And I'm being a typical woman, wasn't I?
Yes. You were. Knocking women down a peg.
Knocking women down a peg, and I hate that.
Isn't that people doing that?
All the women out there, I apologize.
There you go. It takes a big woman to say she's...
And I'm a big woman.
She's sorry. Okay. So you disagreed with the scores. You thought it should be at least a 7?
At least a 7. I don't think the 6s. I think the 6s were kind of uncalled for. But
because I thought it was so much better than the week before. And I think she got a little higher scores, didn't she, the week before?
No. Oh, no. Okay. They were like 5s and 6s, right, I think it was.
Maybe it was.
But she... But like Heather's saying, if she improved a little bit, why don't you reward her with the... Okay, hey, we're not going to give you 10s. We're not going to go crazy.
Right.
But
at least 7s.
But Carrie-Anne and Bruno with the 7, and then Lennon and Julianne, who are just, they're like clones.
Yeah, well, I think they're looking for more technique than anything.
I guess so, but like Heather said, it's the second week. They've improved. You should give them a little attaboy.
Because it's such a hard competition, and you keep knocking them down a peg, they're not going to have that confidence. So they're, I think that's the only problem I have with this show is the judging. I feel like it's too much sometimes, and the tears away from the learning and having a new experience and the journey of it all.
Well, of course, you grew up in the generation where everybody gets a trophy.
I didn't get a trophy.
Now, my generation and your mom's generation, either won or you didn't.
No, she's also growing up with this kind of teacher she is. She doesn't believe in all those little stuff that they do.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't see the purpose of it. You're trying to teach people how to dance. They're not going to be professional dancers. They're going to come away like a professional ballroom dancer, and if they are showing improvement every week,
given the scores. The problem, though, if you gave her 7s across the board, because last week she got, 5s and 6s, and then someone else who got 7s last week, well, they just give them 7s again because that's what they deserve. And this everyone's like, well, you gave Marie McCormick 7s, and this person was better, and you only gave them 7s.
But
they have to be. They have to be consistent with what they're doing.
No,
you have 13 dancers. You can't just say, "All right, yeah, she's better this week. We're going to give her 7." So I'm going to change my opinion of you're wrong.
I agree with you. I think they should grade judge fairly. However, I still feel like they need to reward them for. Not reward, but like at least be acknowledged that they have improved.
What they can do is they can say, yes, you've improved, and this is when they're talking to them, but when the scores come down, I think the scores have to be true.
No, I agree with that, because I don't want people that don't deserve an 8 or a 9 get it for no reason.
What's happening, so if the next person deserves 7s, but, oh, wait, we gave Marie McCormick 7s, and this one was better, we're going to have to give 8s. And the next person's,
I know, but the problem is, too, she was the first dancer, so the scores are always low when you're the first dancer.
Right.
True.
I remember when I used to judge skating.
I didn't think she was like the best thing ever, but I think she did improve from last week.
I did
and
too.
She looked cute.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're all good with
yes.
The Brady Bunch, except for Florence Henderson's Marsha.
Oh, my gosh. Get over it.
Protest on that
get
one.
Over
next
it.
Next up, we have Jana and is it Kate?
Gleb.
Gleb. I'm sorry. Gleb. I apologize, Gleb.
He's Russian.
Russian. I'm sorry. I don't speak Russian. I don't speak Russian no more. They're doing One Tree Hill and doing the tango. And did you watch One Tree Hill?
I did.
You're a big fan of One Tree Hill. Was there only one tree there? Is that the problem? In this town, there was only one tree. And was it on the hill? why was it called One Tree Hill?
Actually, I don't remember why it was called. It was like and that show ended like almost six, seven years ago.
It was on a street called One Tree Hill?
No, the school was called One Tree. Like the hill, the school was called Tree Hill, I think it was.
Yeah, that's probably why it was called.
Okay, so there's only one tree in the whole town.
It was filmed in North Carolina, Wilmington.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here now, and I know there's more than one tree in the
state. Think there was a symbolic reason for it, because he was all about music, and that's the reason why she chose.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It's actually a really good show. People should watch it. Netflix.
And then, okay, but during rehearsals, she tears muscles under her ribs.
Yeah, that was bad.
And she was in pain. In fact, one point she goes, "You're hurting me!" And she was crying and she was upset. And she didn't know, she was actually told not to do it.
Yeah,
the pain got too much, she shouldn't do it.
I thought it was impressive that she went out, because I can't imagine what torn muscles in your back feels. And they were doing some really tricky stuff.
Yeah.
Like they were twisting her. And you can tell, because if in the whole 2-hour fluff, they show like the judges talking about like each time she would twist or turn, they were like, "Ooh, ow!" Like they were feeling her pain because they saw like, I think sometimes she might have had an expression on her face that was painful, but she did power through it. And that was pretty cool,
especially when you're not a professional in the dancing area. I'm sure she's a professional as an actor, but as a dancer,
she's a singer too.
And singer, that's a different thing. It's a different mindset. So you know, your thing that you're into, you're going to always be professional. So I'm sure not being a professional dancer and then doing those things, it probably hurts even more, because I would think, as a skater, I would do things a little different, tweak it a little bit, so I wouldn't bother that part of my body that I had to do, because so I could still do the maneuver.
In the back scene, when they were holding hands or something like that, did she say she squeezed his hands tight or anything like that when she was in pain? Like,
no, she didn't say anything like that. They were just talking.
I was trying to watch her face when she was dancing, and you could see sometimes she'd smile, but it was like, gritting,
No, they didn't really show too much about it. They just kind of showed like the judge's reaction to it. So each time there was like one move where she like twisted her body and her leg went up or something like that, something crazy. And the judges were like, "Ooh, ow, ooh." So
once your adrenaline gets going,
Because when I played soccer, I played injured a lot. So I didn't feel it till after.
We can tell because you're so slow.
Whatever.
She wasn't slow. But no, you don't after, feel I don't think you feel it.
You don't
the
feel
moment.
During. I felt it afterwards. Like after, I was like, ooh, that was a bad idea. I probably shouldn't have played. So she's probably feeling it now.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, I can't imagine feeling really well.
Absolutely not. And she's a cute girl, too.
Yeah, I liked her a lot.
She gutted it out, so you got to be impressed by that.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Scores were Carriana 7, Lynn
an 8.
No, that was Bruno 8.
I have Lynn.
Oh, no. He was saying how he felt dirty watching them. That's what it was.
That was last week.
That was Monday. He said it again Monday.
Oh, Monday. Did he say
yeah,
it again?
He was just like, I feel like I need to see like some kind of therapist after watching you guys.
And 7 and 7 for Julianne and Bruno. So, yeah, I was shocked that Lynn gave the. And they were kind of cheering. He goes, yeah, see? See, I can be nice. Next up, we have Rick Perry and Emma.
I just want to just like go, oh, you poor little thing.
Did you guys watch his like political ad for
I thought it was funny.
He's like a really like he's has a great personality.
Right.
He's hilarious.
You never saw that when he was campaigning.
No, it's a shame that you didn't see it.
Maybe you did in Texas because, you know, when he was running for governor, maybe he was a little looser and relaxer, you know, relaxed more.
Yeah.
Looser and relaxer.
I know you meant.
Loose and relaxed with his personality, but when you the national stage, maybe you feel you have to be more presidential. But yeah, he seems to have a personality, which I never would have guessed.
No, he just seems so stiff, but like he's definitely he's really funny.
Yeah,
and the behind the scenes it show like his little granddaughter come out and she's like cute as a little thing, a little blonde curly
hair.
Well,
his kids are beautiful children.
Oh yeah,
I didn't see his wife.
Wife was there.
Oh, I didn't.
They should the behind the scenes show that. And
is she pretty?
Yeah, she's a cute girl. She was saying he has no excuse now to say that he can't dance with me or something like that. Kind of like a line you would say about
he
dad.
Does because we've seen it.
I know, but in her mind.
He could fake it a little bit better than maybe your dad can do.
Yes. He doesn't do that bad.
You don't know, every time I see that, you know, when Dancing the Stars starts, I always say to myself, God, Heather and I really need to find a dance class.
I know, so much fun.
Dance. Just dance is exciting.
Just dance.
It's exciting. Well, they're doing the theme. They're doing the quick step to Green Acres.
I thought that was a cute thing.
And who doesn't like Green Acres?
Right.
And
right.
He just seems stiff to me. But
I think when you're.
But is it supposed to be that way?
I don't think you're supposed to be that stiff, but well, I
was
think.
Was a dance? Was a quick step?
Quick step.
But I don't think.
You're frame, though. So
right,
maybe.
Right. I don't think he probably wanted to be that stiff, but I think he's probably trying to work on his frame. Because
mm-hmm.
Who really stands with the shoulders like that and everything?
I don't.
You know? So I think he was trying to do that. And I think sometimes when you're not a dancer and you're trying so hard to keep your frame straight, I think you come across stiff.
Yeah.
But I like the little girl. He went up to the little girl to think that you can vote 12 times. but like I said, he was funny. He has a great attitude. I think he thought he was going home.
I think so, too.
I think he did, too.
He said, well, you know, I'm doing this for the veterans and stuff like that. He goes, it was great to be here when he was talking to Aaron Andrews.
Right.
I go, oh, he must think he's going home.
Yeah.
That was the impression I got.
Right.
And he got a 6 from Carrie-Anne, 5 from Lynn, Julianne a 6, and Bruno a 5. So Bruno and Lynn were on the same page.
Bruno's not usually that hard on people. Yeah.
No.
He must not like it at all.
No, because that's one of the things they made fun of in the behind-the-scenes thing, because Bruno's always like, oh, that's not good. Oh, no. So they're like making fun of him because that's all you hear. It's just like different like reactions from him. So you probably should watch it just in the first hour.
I'll watch it.
Because that's kind of funny.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
It's just we've been so crazy with collection.
Oh, no.
Adults, and then you're doing your thing. So.
It's just been a busy couple days. So what are you going to do?
Let's watch the first hour.
And next up, we have Calvin Johnson and Lindsay. And
I love him. I want him to put back my top 5. I forgot about him.
He did a great job.
They scored too low. Yes, I would
agree
with
that.
You.
That was like.
Well, we'll get that when we get
I'm
there.
Just saying,
you're not.
Sorry.
Are you taking over the show?
I am.
Doing Family Matters and doing the Fox Truck. He's dressed up as Urkel.
Yes. I always loved that show. Anyway, we used to watch all the time on Friday night shows.
Yeah.
It was ABC Family.
Family Night.
Back in the days, and I thought he was perfect. It was cute when they showed him his Halloween outfit that he did like whatever last Halloween was.
2013.
Yeah, so I thought that was cute. And anyway,
I don't even have that written down. I just remembered 2000.
Random facts.
It is amazing.
You are amazing.
It is amazing. But I thought they did a fantastic job.
No,
yeah,
I would agree with you. It was good. It was really cute.
Yeah, I thought the scores were way. I think it's chintzy or since whatever the word I'm looking for.
Chintzy.
Chintzy.
There you go.
Like, because it didn't make sense because I felt bad. He's like, hey, you can tell like he wanted a higher score than last time. I think he got all 7s last week.
But you told me
too.
Before when I first started watching a couple years ago, you said they don't always give high scores the first second.
No,
second week.
Not usually.
Right.
But I was like, I don't see anything wrong with it. But he's a competitor. He's, you know, He's a competitor.
I thought it was cute when
yes,
the Urkel, I don't know the guy's
character.
Name.
Well, he was on Dancing with Stars too.
Yeah, I don't know his actual actor name.
I know his name, but I'm drawing a blank.
Anyway, that was really cool when he came out too.
Yeah. You could tell like he was just starstruck. Yeah. And that was cool that he was like, I had you on my fantasy for like all these years, blah, blah, blah. And then they're both like talking. Like it's cool seeing different celebrities see each other.
Right. And like they're react, because they just the again, same thing I, that we would do if we saw them.
Yeah.
I've never met Megatron.
Kyle I would Johnson, love to.
But he just seems like he's just seeing him on when he's mic'd up and seeing people talk. He just seems like he's the most down to earth. He was a superstar.
Yep.
He was best in the league. I mean, everybody knows who he is. If you watch anything of football, you know who he is. And his attitude was just like, all right, hey, you know, I'm just doing my job and that's what it is. So he just like when he saw, oh, what's his name? We should have remembered his name. I can't remember his name. But when he saw him, he, like you guys said, he genuinely looked excited to see
him. Yeah, he was
right.
God,
you know, this yeah.
You know, but he's probably the bigger star right now.
Right.
Because of who he is in
right,
football.
Right.
Or was in football.
Right. But it's still, like you said, they
Steve, Jaleel White.
Yeah, that's what it is. And he, sorry.
Random.
Probably written it down. But anyway, he got sevens across the board. I thought he should have got maybe a little higher scores. But
at least an eight in there.
And here's the thing, though. We're saying, you know, we're going back to Maureen McCormick. She got sevens across the board. Well, who did better between Maureen?
Yeah, he
McCormick.
Did better than Maureen.
But that's the same thing that you were talking about before. She got sevens and sixes, which is not too far from his scores. Yeah. But he did better job.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's where she thought he would should get some eights.
Eights. Okay. All right.
Because you were saying like, well, you're gonna score her at that level. Then how can you?
Well,
can't.
I'm saying, but if they gave her sevens across the board, they didn't. She got two sixes. So if she got sevens across the board, then you turn around and give Calvin Johnson sevens across the board, people are going to be like, oh, wait a minute. He did a much better job.
But their scores are very similar. They're very close. So you're just saying that he had maybe a little bit better job than she did, and that's not – I think he did a lot better than her.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Well, I agree.
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're saying. Anyway, so next up we have Amber Rose and Max. They're doing Game of Thrones.
I feel bad. I thought she did a good job, but her
doing
shoes –
Vietnamese waltz. I thought she was fine. The music is fantastic.
I love the music.
I've been saying for the longest time that this should be skating music.
Oh my gosh, it definitely should be skating music.
It's one of
beautiful music.
There's only some shows that I literally Hawaii Five-O. You always get mad because I watched
the opening.
Sorry.
Why? I go because it's a good theme song. Game of Thrones, I never fast forward. I always, in fact, if I start, I go, go back, and I will listen to the theme song before each episode. It's just one of those shows because it's fantastic music. I thought they did a good job.
I thought so, too.
And she looked disappointed, but she handled it well.
Yes, she did handle it, but she a beautiful complexion.
Oh, very. She's a pretty
girl.
Close-up
of her again. I'm just like, oh, my God, you're stunning.
Her, are you disappointed? She goes, oh, no, my family's here. It's all good. They got to see me. My mom's in here. It's all
right.
She gave the right answer.
Yeah.
She could have said, oh, this is crap.
Right.
You know, I'm dancing my heart out. I'm busting my butt. And you give me sixes.
What drove me crazy is like Julianne pointed out her shoes and said that was the reason why she didn't like to dance or something like that. But like they have to see all that beforehand. So why wouldn't they say something to her? Like maybe you should change your shoes.
Yeah, because you would think you want them to be able to be their best.
Because they have dress rehearsal before the show even starts.
It's not up to the judges to tell them. It's up to her partner to tell her.
Why the shoes were that big of a deal? But that's what they comment on her shoes being
I didn't
like.
Listen to what Carrie Ann said. What was wrong with her shoes?
No, Julianne said her shoes. They said that it made her like more clunky. Like she was more focused on her shoes and not on the dance. They were clunky.
But it was probably the character of the. Of
it
that
was.
Person,
yeah.
So.
They were the. That's what she said. I know it's the character, but I didn't like the shoes with it. It was clunky. And I thought that was like a random critique.
But it's not.
Yeah,
her,
that
it's,
is a random
it's
critique.
It's not her job to. That's Max's job to make sure that she has the proper.
But I didn't think it was a.
But
it was
a
random critique, though.
No, but you know, I see what you're saying, Jack. I see what Heather's saying, but maybe the costume design and the dancer, the professional, should have said.
Well, the dancers are usually the ones that dress them.
Yeah.
The professionals, they're ones that
they
dance them.
They should have said something.
Yeah, it's
but it's not even that big of a deal, though.
Because Max did look like Drago. He did. But not as he's not as tall as Drago.
He's 6 foot something.
But now he's not.
I think he said he was
Drago.
6'4", right?
Six two.
Okay.
He's a lot taller than Val.
Okay. But anyway, six cross boards, I thought it could be a little higher. But
I thought, yeah.
And
at least it's seven.
They were really tight with scores.
So I'm saying
night.
They were
very,
stingy.
Very, very tight. Very stingy.
Stingy.
Next, we have Jake T. Austin and Jenna going to, I guess it's his show, Go Diego Go.
He was the voice actor for it when he was a kid.
I'm just not.
Was it a cartoon?
Yeah, it was like Dora the Explorer, but it was.
So he was never in front of the screen.
No, the only thing he was in front of was the Wizards of Waverly Place. I think it was a Disney show.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just. There's
but
just,
he was just like he was a childhood actor, so he hasn't done anything in probably I don't know how old he is. Probably almost 10 years.
He's in his 20s,
maybe. I don't know.
He looks young, but they were doing the cha-cha. The cha-cha. That was all right.
I mean, I'm not crazy. I wasn't crazy. He did about say him. Beforehand.
He was upset. He said the weeks before he scores, he says, "I'm not going out with my show's theme song. I'm not doing this. I'm going to work hard, and we're gonna do this." And when he got the first six from Carrie Ann,
he's 21.
He rolled his eyes. He went back, like, "Come on, you're kidding me." And I go, "Oh, that's going to hurt him."
Yeah, I haven't been impressed with him.
He's
not someone that's even the thought of. I can't remember the dance he did. It's not even in my brain because I really wasn't interested in him. I know that sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible, especially if he's listening. It's like he's probably rolling his eyes now. But he got sixes across the board, and he wasn't happy about it at all.
No.
He didn't. He was just like, you know, like he could tell he was. I mean, be honest, you work hard.
Yes,
you're there
you
busting
hard.
Your butt. You know,
you're
probably
right.
8-10 hour days.
You're right.
But he was way offbeat. Like it wasn't good at all.
Yeah.
But still, you could if you're working hard. You get to,
yeah, but for a young kid, you would think at his age he could pick some of that stuff up and not be so. Because
he was
off.
Like Rick Perry bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
He was the younger Rick Perry.
Yes.
Yeah, like he's 21.
Yeah.
He's 21 years old, and you're not. I know it's nerve wracking, or like you're performing in front of a million people.
Right.
But it's still, you're practicing a lot. You should be able to.
At least make it something with your expressions and your body and do some of
that's
stuff.
That's a good. Even though Rick Perry cannot dance, at least he fakes it with his personality.
Exactly.
But the kid, unfortunately, his kid does not have a personality.
Yeah, but I think it could be also because he's not used to being. I didn't realize he was never in front of really much of a camera.
No, he was. He was on the Disney show where it was live action, so he was. And then he was. I guess he's on the Fosters too. I just saw that, which is the ABC Family. ABC. Well, now it's called the. What's it called now? It's really stupid.
It's called ABC Something Stupid.
No, it used to be ABC Family, but now it's called something else to make it more edgier.
Oh, okay.
ABC Family.
No, it's not even called ABC Family, but it's still ABC. But
ABC Dysfunctional Family.
I didn't know what it is now.
I don't want to talk about it more.
All right, next up we have Vanilla Ice.
I think he's just awesome.
I love him. Oh, Freeform, that's what it's called.
And Whitney doing Married with Children. When I first heard, I go, and Whitney had never seen, or I even heard, I guess, Married with Children.
No, it was on before
she
was
had
born.
She had to YouTube it to figure out what it was.
But I thought it was cute when she goes, I think she says that what's really neat, too, is Married with Children, is that I don't think you guys all realize Vanilla Ice is married, has a kids, and he's just a very down-to-earth, responsible adult.
Yeah, right. He stole your line, though.
What did you say?
I think it was the behind-the-scenes thing that he was talking about. They were asking, Andrew was asking, so I was like, all I know is construction.
But anyway, he's doing the Foxtrot. They're doing the Foxtrot. And I'm like, how are they going to do this song? But it actually, I thought it worked.
Yeah.
He was a little stiff.
Yeah, he was a little, it gets a little more, his shoulders.
He's really tall.
He's tall, but he gets a little like rounded on his shoulders
because
areas.
I think his type of dance is more rolling.
He's loosey goosey.
Yeah, more loosey goosey. Yeah. Again, I think if you start getting where you're really pushing that back too much, I think people become, that's how you get that stiff looking, you know?
Yeah, he was.
I think he's a fan favorite because he's having fun.
Yeah,
he's so much fun.
He goes, this is a blast. He goes, I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
He said that in the behind, I keep referring back to behind the scenes. I'm sorry.
That's right.
That's all right.
But he was really upset with himself during that performance. He thought he didn't do very well. So he was very angry with himself.
Huh.
Because
he knew he messed up a couple times, and he was upset that he made mistakes.
Well, because I think she asked him, are you disappointed with the script? Hey, I'm just having a great time. It's great to be here. I'm having fun. I'm having a blast. And that's what we keep saying. I don't want people.
Right.
You know, I don't want to see that.
Well, I think, you know.
The show's 4 hours long.
But I think Vanilla Ice can maybe, I don't know his life or know much about him, but I'm sure he's had some controversy stuff in his life, and I think he's older and wiser now. So I think he's, you know. I think
he did have a rough stretch.
Yeah.
I watched VH1 Behind the Music.
Did you?
One time.
And I think he probably made some poor choices or used wrong words or maybe said things that shouldn't have been said.
Because he had to change his name to Vanilla Water.
Anyway, so I think he,
best age, I can do
his name's Robert.
As you age, I think you mellow, and then I think you realize things that you shouldn't have done when you were younger, and that's the great thing about aging. As you get older, you get to back away.
That's the only good thing about aging.
Well, there's a lot of good things.
I should have done that.
No, I'm just saying as you get older, you get more confident, and there's a lot of good things about getting older. I think there's more good than bad.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you fours on that answer.
Well, that's my opinion.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. Be positive. Yeah, you know, that's great. Sit on the Merry Man podcast. You're very positive.
I would like the person I am today than I did 40 years ago.
You were 14. No, I'm sorry.
No,
you were 16.
I was 16.
You're almost 17 then. Anyway.
No, I was 16, just 16.
Aging me. Well, here she just said, nothing wrong with getting older. I'm not that old. I'm not that old.
My favorite thing is when I get the old men at the hockey rink and they're like in their 40s. They're like, well, we're older than you. I said, no, you're not. Really?
I had that in the pickup hockey. The guy goes, well, you'll know when you get to my age. And I said, 54. He goes, oh, wait, you're older than me. I go.
See, that's why I get jeans. I look still kind of like 16 years old.
Well, I had my hat on. It was early in the morning.
They couldn't see the bald head.
I had the lights off. You know, I had makeup.
I mean, I would like to have aged better, but I'm not like Christie Brinkley. She looks phenomenal. But I think I did
hadn't
okay.
Noticed.
Whatever. I'm surprised Heather's not called Christie.
Well, the Heathers were popular then.
That's
so
true.
Anyway, not the movie Heathers, the Heather Thomas, Heather Locklear, you may have heard of them. Let's see. Next up we have...
She didn't age very well. Have you seen her lately?
Who?
Heather Locklear.
Well, she listens to the show, thanks, so now you've just ruined it.
That's all right.
I'm just kidding. Next up we have Tara and Sasha, and they're doing the quick step to Bewitch.
Yes.
It was cute.
Very cute. I loved it. Did you love it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
You can't go... I like the theme song. This one, I said, all right, this one's going to work, because it's a... Dun, 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 dun. It's kind of a dancing song. It's a six... She was a little off with the nose twitch. She was a little off with the nose twitch.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that.
She was a little...
I always wanted to make my nose do that. I could never do it.
So
if
I was
going to
give her an 8, I would have given her a 7 just for the nose twitch thing.
Okay.
I said,
you can't do that. It's hard to do the nose twitch.
She did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I thought she did a fantastic job.
I thought she was... Just amazes me.
I just thought they were fantastic. I think Sasha's a bright partner for her.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
And Carrie Ann, an 8.
Yeah.
Len, a 7. Julianne, a 7. And Bruno, Julianne, an 8. And Bruno, an 8. So 1-7 from Len and 8. I said, well deserved.
I agree. That was good scoring.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She was happy. They were happy. I mean, it's just good job. Next up, we have Babyface and Allison doing the X-Files.
I don't know. I'm just not into Babyface. I don't know what it is.
Well, are you? We find out that he's shy. He's insecure.
You said to me many actors and singers are shy. They are a different persona when they go
on
stage.
They're portraying somebody else.
Yeah. He just says he's very shy. So they brought Toni Braxton in to help him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dance. And I think he's a smooth dancer.
Yes.
He's just a smooth.
No, I agree. He's definitely a smooth dancer. But I don't know. He's not one of my favorites.
I'm curious to see how he's going to do like the jives and stuff when like the faster paced songs.
I would agree with you.
He is a good, like you said, dad, like a smooth dancer. So he does really well. But I'm curious to see how he's going to do with the
fast paced dances.
Thank you.
That's what I'm here for, to help you guys out, to make you better podcasters.
Thank you, Jack Laffelter.
Okay.
But I thought he did a great job. I thought X-Files, how are you going to do it today? I just thought it was a tough song to do it, but they pulled it off. Carrie Ann, an 8, Len, a 7, Julianne, a 7, and Bruno, an 8.
Move on
to Lori and Val.
Oh, amazing.
I know.
DuckTales. I said this will be a good one because that stupid song will be in my head the whole time.
Yeah.
Jive. I forgot to send Tad Stone a message seeing if he watches Dancing with the Stars because he obviously knows a lot about DuckTales, and I'll do that later on. I wanted to do it before the podcast, and I apologize. I forgot.
Shh.
But I'll send him a message
and
say, hey, Tad, did you see the DuckTales on there?
DuckTales.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. She like danced by herself with two other pro dancers. She looks like a pro dancer herself.
She's young. She's 16. You know, when you're that young, you're not afraid to do things. You're naive enough to realize just go for it.
But is it going back to gymnastics? Is it fair that they're because it's almost like that's their sport?
Because they were gymnastic people in the past and they didn't do very well sometimes.
Yeah.
So there was what's her name?
You would be better with it than I would.
I'm blanking on her name, but she was with Mark, Allie Ramp.
Oh, the one who got who was in Olympus. Allie Ramp, the R, her last name.
Yeah, but she was in it. She was the top 5, I think she was, but she didn't do so well. The only one that did really well was the blonde. I can't
Shannon?
Remember.
No. People are yelling at us.
I don't know.
Names
I don't
right
know who
now.
They are. So I can't be blamed for this because I'm not a big gymnast.
But I think what I love about her is her personality.
Yeah, she's really
cute. She's
got
a huge personality. She's adorable, bubbly,
smiling.
Cute. And Val just like he's having the time of his life. He
well,
just
I think
like he's
I like
so
Val
much fun.
Said he goes, you know, this was her you know, one of her dreams to do the show, and she kind of, you know, her first dance and those protesters,
right,
who are not. I thought it was the wrong place to protest.
Right.
I thought they were way out of line.
Right.
Yep.
And I didn't even think about she went next. They took away her thunder.
They took away her
they
moment.
They took away her moment. Yeah. I mean, she's, you know, and she has to because these people are upset that this, you know, this swimmer did some wrong things. I mean, if you want to protest outside the building, but to disrupt a show when people are watching for something like this, there's a lot worse things going on in the world.
I agree.
I keep saying this 100 times than what he did.
Yep.
I'm not defending what he did, but it's just, and I thought Val saying, they go, I didn't even think about that. She was next, and you know, now she's shaken up with what's right. going to happen when I go out there.
And then they came out, I forgot we didn't really talk about that much because we're so focused on the whole Ryan Lockley right. thing, but they came out and killed it. They made the mood change. They were fun. It was actually really enjoyable. You kind of forgot for a couple minutes that that happened.
Right.
And that's, I think, the cool thing about her. And that's the best thing about Val as a partner is that he recognized that she did lose her moment and he wanted to showcase her
exactly
the next day in this huge grand thing, which she did. I loved it. I think they got really good scores too,
didn't they?
Eights across the board. I mean, she's it's almost like when you're watching last year with the two I'll draw like on the Ultimate Fighter girl.
She was awesome. What was her name? The Ultimate. I'm John.
Oh my gosh.
I shouldn't have brought it up because I know the name. I can see her face.
Anyway,
she just was so spot
she's
on.
She's amazing.
Right. And but there's a lot of they had three or four of them that were very good last year.
Yes, they did.
Or last season. And she's just there's no way she doesn't go to the unless she hurts herself, gets hurt
right.
or something like that. There's no way she's not.
I would
hopefully
agree.
She does
in the
not.
Final three.
Yeah.
There's because she has a great but because she's also the person you root for because she's or you
enthusiastic.
Want
to
she's like she's like Meryl and Max that 1 year because you just knew they were going to go all the way to the very end because she was so
just,
good.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, but she has such a good personality. Right.
But there's another thing where it's same thing with the babyface guy. Like, how is she going to do with those slower, sensual dances?
Good point.
She's bubbly and happy, but how is she going to handle? Because all she's done right now is the cha 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 and
the
quick step, right? Or the jive.
Maybe the jive.
Those are two fast paced songs. So, what else are you going to do when it starts slowing down? Oh. You have to kind of
show
more than bubbly happiness.
You're right.
So, it's going to be interesting how that's going
to
happen.
Like, hey, I'm always bubbly and happy.
Yeah,
happy,
sure you
so
are.
It's kind of like, you know, what happens when I have to. Can't be bubbly and happy.
Sure.
But people said something about Merle Davis, you know, because she was a nice dancer, so she knew how
to
do.
But she shows that emotion, though, and she was in her late 20s.
Right, but I'm saying because she has to do that, all different kinds of songs and all different kinds of dances in ice dancing, that they felt she had an unfair advantage because she was a nice dancer and did a lot of those, the tangos and all those kind of dances that you do in ballroom is very similar in ice dancing.
But gymnastics are different, though.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying
because you're acting a part in ice dancing, but you're not really acting
a
part in gymnastics.
About
you are on the floor exercise,
right?
You're doing your arms and legs.
Yeah,
and
you're doing a routine.
Like
they do.
It's not just jumping. Doing
right, but they got. But everybody was fine with the fighter, Ultimate Fighter. I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry. But when they found out she was a dancer previously, everybody was like so upset.
She did ballet for 10 years.
Yeah, they kind of like it felt like people realized there was no tooth fairy. You know, kind of like everybody was so upset about thing that they felt like they were.
The only thing I'm saying is she's 16 years old, like you said, and Meryl she was in her late 20s. So yeah, it's your different kind of different place in life. So I'm talking about like the rumba.
Oh yeah. How's she gonna be able to do those moves where she has to look sensual dances. Right. Yeah.
I'm not talking about like slower ones. She can handle slow ones. I'm talking about like the ones where you kind of have to show more of your woman qualities.
I understand that. Yeah, you're right. That might come up.
Because that to me would be hard to portray. Yeah, even at my age, I think I don't like the idea of having to portray that.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good points, guys. next up, we have James and Sharna.
He was funny. I do too.
The Paso Doble.
Yeah.
And they're doing it for The Walking Dead, which I'm like, wow, Walking Dead? Really? We're doing that theme from The Walking Dead?
I loved
it. It wasn't like all ABC shows?
No, it's
no, because Walking Dead is not ABC.
Walking Dead is AMC.
Pretty close. It's just missing a letter.
And
I liked it.
They only had 2 days to rehearse because he was doing his final Indy race. So I was going to say Indianapolis 500, but that was not that.
But I thought I really liked it. I thought the same thing. Like, what's the theme song? What is it? Because I don't like that show.
Well, he was funny, and he was like going, "Oh, this." It's funny you don't like the show, but when I'm watching, you stare and watch it.
Because how can you not? Zombies are all over the place.
Well, spoiler alert.
Anyway.
I'm sorry for people who have never watched The Walking Dead, and Cindy has ruined the whole
I didn't ruin anything.
You. You don't even have to watch it now. I thought he did a great job, and he has a great sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
It's like he goes, people are probably wondering, this guy finished? Who is this guy? Who's this guy?
I know. I liked what he said.
So he's funny. He's and only 2 days rehearsal. What are they going to do when they have the whole week to rehearse?
True. Right. You're right.
I thought he did a really good job.
Time it was.
And the scores were kind of weird to me.
Scores, like, he got 7 from Carrie Ann, 7 from Lynn, 7 from Julianne, and Bruno goes, an 8?
He goes, 8. Actually, that's what he says, 10s. He goes, 10s. He just says, 10! That's my favorite.
But I thought he did a great job, and she was a little worried because he wouldn't even dress rehearsal.
No.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
That's nerve-wracking as a coach.
At first, I was like, why does this guy sign up for this if he can't do it every week? Then I found out it was the last one. I go, okay.
That's a lot of them, though. Like, they sign up for, but then they have like their work schedule. So I think it's kind of cool that they're able to
balance
it, work schedule, and having to do the show, too. And it shows it's a great commitment to both.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Next up, we have Mary Lou and Derek doing Taxi. She was big on Taxi.
I didn't know she was on Taxi. But granted, I didn't know much about Taxi. Her, what do you do? I yell. Was it? What do you do?
What?
I yell.
What?
Do you do?
No, it's so he goes, what do you do when you come to a yell? Slow down. What do you do when you come to your life? Slow down. What do you do?
Anyway,
it's a classic taxi.
That's the only one I know because you showed it to me.
I love Taxi. I love Mary Lou. I just think she's awesome.
It was very creative.
Yeah, very creative.
Well, that's Derek for you, though.
Yeah, it is. And you can see his wheels trying to figure it out and getting frustrated with himself. You just that talent.
Well, I like
how
they finish each other's sentence by going, duh, 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 duh. So they don't really speak. They just do.
I don't know. I loved it.
Fox. They're doing the foxtrot. I thought they did a fantastic job. But
she is amazing. Great legs.
But I'm thinking Taxi.
64 years old. I mean, to have that much energy and enthusiasm.
I felt bad for her, though, because she said her guys. I thought there'd be someone from Taxi there.
Yeah.
But all of them are, aren't all of them? No, because the
Yeah, they're
the
coming
guy,
in a couple weeks, she said.
There's only one that's passed away.
No, I know that. I can't remember his name. I feel bad. The guy from Greece.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Jeff Conway.
Derek looking with the hair, though. The little fluffiness of the
but
hair.
But I'm sorry, Andy Kaufman passed away, too.
That's right.
I apologize. But
so it would be what's-his-face and what's-his-face. Yeah. Okay. And Danny.
But anyway, she kind of seemed disappointed. My guys, they said if I get further on, they'll show up.
Right.
I'm like going, that's kind of cold.
Well, they're all doing stuff,
I'm sure. I'm sure they are, but it's
Tony Danson went back to teach school history or something in high school.
Yeah. Really? That's random. Yeah.
So. Very random. Anyway,
if you have never seen Taxi, go back and watch. It's a fantastic.
It is a hilarious.
Just that one episode.
But anyway,
it's a great show.
Every time I see her, and I'm
didn't
just,
I have her going in the.
I don't know. She reminded me of Aretha Franklin. I thought that was another one that I thought when she did it was really amazing. She was like in her 70s. I'm just like, when you see that kind of move and you still can do that stuff, I'm just so blown away.
Ooh, yeah, we're here top five. Rude.
Yeah. What'd she get?
She got 7 from Carrie Ann, 8 from Lynn. 7 from Julianne and 7 from Bruno. So again, Lynn was the. How often is Lynn the high score?
I know,
very rare.
But 64, good for her. I hope I look. I'm not crazy and dancing and having fun.
She's a health nut, though.
That's a good thing. You can see it pays
she's
off.
Like, she's like me.
Okay.
You're counting your calories, watching what you're eating.
Okay.
Hey, you can't have that.
Okay.
Anyway, next up we have Ryan and Cheryl. Coming back, they showed last week what happened, and you see the whole thing.
Which I'm glad.
His mom thing, that still bugs
that,
me.
That bothered me. But they showed it a lot, though. But I'm glad they finally kind of addressed what happened, because I think it's important, because they kind of didn't say anything after the fact. But I'm glad they finally addressed, this is what happened. This is, they full-on tackle it. Because I was curious of how Ryan ended up behind Cheryl.
Yeah, because you thought he was just being weak, but he only ended up behind because the guy came and ran, and tackled him, and he jumped to get out of the guy's way that was tackling.
Right. He held on to Cheryl, too, and pulled her back a little bit.
Right, because at first you thought he was just being wimpy and hiding behind
her. Not me. That was me. Heather.
Oh. Okay.
I was joking around saying he was. I didn't know. I was joking around.
The coward.
Anyway.
I say coward.
Ryan the coward.
Never.
In the behind scenes, when you saw, did they do anything about that? Talk about it?
They talked about it. Before it even started, Cheryl was like, what are you going to say if they ask you something? He's like, I don't know. I'll say something. And then they showed after the fact when the guy came up and they tackled him and they were like asking if they're okay and stuff. He was like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I think, and then they also show all the the other stars come up and talk to him, like Vanilla Ice came to like, you won a gold medal for the USA, yeah, like be proud. And then Jana Kramer came up to him like, we love you. I'm so glad I got to meet you. Like, you're an awesome person. Don't anyone say anything negative towards you.
He made a mistake, big mistake, but it shouldn't cost him the rest of his life.
No, and that's what
he didn't kill, Lauren? He didn't kill anybody.
What's Val's partner's name? Lori?
Lori.
Lori was talking about in the extras too that she felt bad for Ryan because he was trying to escape all that to come here and start fresh, and then it followed him.
Right.
So I think people felt bad for him. You show that it definitely changed people's attitudes and opinions about him.
Could you imagine us, you know, because I made a lot of mistakes. You made a lot of mistakes.
It's human.
Could you imagine if you had a pup, if you had to hang it out there for everybody to see and then walk that walk every day?
It's the worst thing about being a celebrity is not only you have to deal with, you have to deal with your mistakes, but have it thrown back your face constantly.
Especially,
and people critiquing it.
Today, it's even worse.
Yes.
It's all over social media.
You look at Brad and Angelina Jolie. They're getting divorced, and you just see.
Oh my God! Everybody's freaking out about it.
You see some people.
You think it's like public news? Who gives a crap?
Everyone's upset. The only ones who should be upset
are the kids
and the kids.
There's like seven of them.
Yeah.
I go. I have no opinion on it.
Yeah. Someone has to say. I go.
We're not in their relationship. How we know what's going on? They broke up. That's
they're
fine.
Adults. If that's what they feel they have to do, whatever the reason. And I don't. And they're all like. And then they're saying, "Oh, it's because he had an affair. He's doing this. Oh, she had her."
And then
I'm
they're bringing Jennifer Aniston in it too. I'm like, she broke up with them. They broke up like 10 years ago.
And there's a thing that's saying that at first I thought it said Jennifer Aniston going to the hospital. I'm like, oh my God. And then it said because she's laughing so hard or something like that. I'm like,
yeah, the jokes. And
yeah,
stuff
I'm just
like
really.
And I'll be honest, sometimes I do make jokes like that, but I just but you see it in the public eye.
Yeah.
It just
sucks.
It's just like you have to just go, okay, I'm just gonna have to be thick skin and just but it's not them so much because they chose to be in the public eye. It's their children.
Their children don't deserve it.
I mean, it's nothing worse than when your parents break up and you know you have to
deal
with that. And these people are just making jokes, so they don't think about it. These poor kids. I'm sure they have. They're old enough to be on social network, and they just got to see that over and over and over. Oh, it's because he had an affair with this actress, or he had she had an affair. It's like you don't even know. We don't know.
Has got to be 13, 14.
Well, she had the adopted one. She had for a while.
They have They have 9 kids, right?
Seven or nine.
It's a lot.
Six.
A lot.
Because
she had 3 natural. And
they were going to do that.
She adopted 3. Yeah. Don't ask me why I know this.
They were going to do the Brady Bunch revival, but they decided not to. Now.
Okay.
Anyway, they're going to do the Muppet Show, but I did like Ryan going, "Yeah, I'll be the green guy." I said, "Ryan, that's Kermit the Frog. Come on, man. Who doesn't know Kermit the Frog?"
When you're that kind of an athlete, you really don't watch a lot of TV.
You don't have time for
lot
of stuff.
No. Everybody knows Kermit the Frog.
Again, when you're that kind of I can't even imagine the amount of. I know what I trained just to be a regular skater who joined the show. I can't even imagine those other kind of skaters. They eat, breathe, and sleep that sport.
Yeah, the mom said the extras that took them 25 years to prepare for the Olympics.
Yes,
I think Kermit the Frog is older than me.
But again, if you're not you're so sheltered from everything.
Okay.
I
do like how he was dressed in green, and it took me like half the thing to realize. Oh, she's Miss Piggy.
Hello.
I didn't realize that.
You're
making fun of him if not knowing who the green one is.
Well, they didn't say the pink one. I said, "Oh, she's dressed as Miss Piggy. That makes sense. Kermit and Miss Piggy."
Oh, whatever. Anyway, I thought I liked it.
I thought they did pretty well. But. Sixes across the board.
He's just stiff.
They had said his tumor's back.
His shoulders. Yeah. He's just really rounded.
Their powers.
Yeah, they're more in that area. It's just a different kind of thing that he's used to.
He gave the great He goes, you know, it's a learning experience. I'm here. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it.
Right.
I have a great partner. He gave the right answers. So unlike JT, who is rolling his eyes, kind of.
Again, isn't that his one mistake of being out there? Like you said, we all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes.
All right.
And that was it. That was all the dancers, right?
Yep.
Did we go through all of them?
Yes, we did.
So now we have a phone call. Want to get to the phone call?
Yes.
It might be from our correspondent.
All right. Hey, Jackson and Heather. It is Sarah calling with my thoughts on last night's Dancing with the Stars. So first of all, let me say Rick Perry is most improved, in my opinion. He did a really good job last night. He was fun to watch, and I still think he's going to be the first to go, but I definitely think if he isn't the first to go, if he's more like second to go, it'll be because of how he did last night. He really looked good out there. Vanilla Ice, unfortunately, was a little sloppy, in my opinion, and I don't know if it's because he was dressed slouchy and maybe his dance was a little slouchy on purpose, but I thought for sure he's definitely going to have to sharpen those movements up. Lori, to me, already looks like a pro, and my only complaint with that is that it's going to be hard to really get excited about her or root for her because she already is so good. That it's just going to be like watching two pros out there, and it's only week two, so she doesn't have a lot of room to grow. So I don't know. I kind of don't know how I feel about that because they bring these really good dancers on right out of the gate, and then it's hard to get excited about them. But I loved Meryl and Max, so maybe it'll be okay. And then lastly, Ryan Lochte. I thought it was pretty good television for them to kind of go over what happened last week. And he did actually make me feel a little sorry for him. And I was excited. He did a good job, but it was a short dance. It didn't feel like there was a whole lot of dancing to Ryan Lochte's dance. And I didn't get what Julianne was asking Cheryl if she was okay about. Like, I was a little bit confused about that. And then just one last thought. I'm not a fan of all these extra pros coming out and dancing with the couples. It's just a little bit weird. It's not like they're dancing anymore. It's like all these other people are dancing around them. It's just not my favorite thing. I kind of want them to go back to the basics of showing just the two dancing and maybe, like, have one or two come in to do, like, backgrounds, but to actually dance with them is a little more than I'm willing to take. So, okay, can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts. Have a great day.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
That was a good call. But I think, and going back to what Heather said, I know what she's saying. You know, it's going to be hard to root for Lori because she is, oh, it looks like a pro, but I never thought of what Heather brought up earlier in our podcast was that she's 16. Will she be able to do the slow dances, the more provocative dances? Will she be able to understand it and feel it and be able to have that
emotion?
So I think that made me now go, let me see what that's going to look like watching. And I'm a little more excited to see if that's what you said is going to be accurate. So,
I mean, it's possible. I think like she is a great, she is so young and she can do those fast dances.
She's definitely
dances.
The best dancer so far.
She is.
And it's not really close.
No, it's not. But Meryl was like out of the gate, like the best one there.
Oh yes, she was.
And I enjoyed watching her just for that fact.
Exactly. So, and I got into her more as a dancer on the show than I did as an ice skater, believe it or not, because I really never was a big fan of dance. You know, in the skating world, ice dancing is, oh my God, the ice dancers here are going to hear the same song 20 billion times. It's the same song that they dance to since 50 something years.
It's some Russian
skating
song that they skate to the same Russian song.
So I didn't really watch her much when she did the Olympics. I hate to say that because since I am a figure skater and run a ring.
I did watch her.
You
when
did.
He won.
But once I watched her on the thing, and do you know that they do the top 10 dances of Dancing with Stars? Her and Max have three of the top 10 dances that.
And I
believe
agree with
that.
100%. Yeah.
She was amazing.
She was amazing, and he was amazing. He said he was done. He thought he would never have a partner like her again.
Has he said why he's come back yet?
No, but
money.
Maybe.
He just had a baby.
No, she's going to have a baby.
In December.
Six months.
Well, baby's coming. You gotta, you know.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Who knows
expensive.
The reason? She's not on it, so maybe they need that income. Who knows? You know, we all have to be prepared.
True. I live in New York, so.
I mean, he's definitely he's been a breadwinner his whole life for his family, and now he seems like he's a guy who's responsible.
Yeah,
and maybe in his mind, she's not doing it. Let me step up and do it to make that income. I don't know. Who knows?
That sounds right. That sounds about him, probably.
I mean, to me, what we've got out of that story of going to that show we went to here in Raleigh, I really found him to be a different. I got a whole new light about him. I found him to be, he's a family guy. He's all about taking care of his family. He's been working since he was 14 to support his family. So that's what I got from it. It could be totally wrong, but that's my two cents.
No, that's good. I like that. I didn't think about it that way. That's
all right.
Logical.
Okay. And as she said about Rick Perry, most improved.
Yes. But again, I still think he's stiff.
Yeah.
But I still think he stays around because I think people are shocked by his personality and he's having fun.
I agree with that.
Vanilla Ice sloppy.
But I think that dance and because
I think he's just not used to how to work his body. He is so tall and lanky. I don't think same with Ryan Lochte. They're both so tall and their way their body structure. I think they haven't figured out how to work it quite yet.
Right.
So I'll give it a couple more weeks. I think they'll show that they have the
ability. All right, Heather. We will wait.
All right, Heather. And then we have on the Facebook page, you go to Jay and Jack Facebook page, we have a little thing there for Dancing with the Stars. Jessica says, the judges this week have been stingy again. I thought Rick, Marine, and Vanilla Ice all so far have deserved higher scores. And Gleb and Jenna looked so stiff, didn't deserve eights. I know her back hurt, but...
You think they were sympathetic? Jessica thinks that maybe they were getting sympathy.
Yeah, dance and hurt. Their scores reflect the injury. Gleb is the male pro, LOL. Because she said she and...
Luckily he goes by a nickname. You're really butchering it.
Jessica, whatever her name is, LOL, I don't listen to country music.
So. Jana Kramer.
And then Jessica says, yeah, me either. I also had no clue who she was. Rhonda says, no One Tree Hill fans? Sad face. Susan said, nope, sorry. Just said, nope, didn't watch it either. And then it's getting ugly there, so I got to back off.
Okay.
You know, it gets ugly on these things sometimes. I'm kidding. Susan says, love the themes. Lots of great memories for those classic shows.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the Disney thing.
The only
show
I watched was DuckTales.
DuckTales, woo!
And Vicky says, the results show sure hasn't had a lot of results. They made it 2 hours because ABC needed to fill the airtime. Ha ha.
Exactly. Thank you. Ditto.
The rest I won't say because it has, spoilers, has who gets out and who doesn't get out.
Oh.
So we come down to who's going home.
Yes.
We had four people on there, Marine and Artem, Ryan and Cheryl, Amber and Max. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Jeez.
And Jake and Jenna. First one safe is Marine and Artem.
And she looked excited.
She was excited. Yeah. She's happy to. I'm happy to be there. Let's see. Next, Amber and Max are number two, so they're safe.
Yeah, and I was surprised how excited Max was when he found that out. I don't know. I just felt a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, I think you make more money the longer you're on, right?
Yeah, you get
the pros do too.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's some bonus in there for game.
Well, you know,
in
maybe someone like in Max status though, because he's such a big draw that maybe they go. Like Derek, I'm sure Derek didn't come back to say you can pay me once a week.
Right, I hear you.
I'm Derek. If you want me to come back, you got to pony up.
Well, Derek's gotten some Oscar. Didn't he get an Oscar for choreography?
Yeah, Oscar stuff.
Yeah,
he beat me out for that one. Okay. So I kind of excited. Right. I'm a little bitter about that. Next up, comes down to Ryan and Cheryl and Jake and Jenna, and they just pulled the band-aid.
Yeah.
Oof. And it was Jake and Jenna go home. And
you know, they do that the whole, like, waiting thing, the music. Dun, 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 and then they stand there, like, it's like another minute. You're like, oh, my gosh, just tell us who got kicked off.
I'm glad for Cheryl and Ryan because he's...
Yeah, he was like, I was like, please don't make it be him.
Yeah, don't
I
make
know,
it.
That's just a horrible way to because end it first week.
Because then the protesters won.
Yes.
Then the protesters won.
Yes, absolutely.
To me. And like I said, I don't mind having people
actually,
protesting.
In my opinion, the protesters lost because everyone likes Ryan now. So he definitely lost in my book.
But that's what I'm saying. If they had protested, he had gone home, then you're like, oh, come on. Don't let it be him because...
Yeah.
Again, you can protest.
Absolutely. Everybody's entitled to protest.
The way, the way they did it was wrong. Yeah. You don't disrupt a show.
And you don't disrupt a show, and you don't go on a stage. And you this day and age, you don't do stuff that could make people.
You don't know what could have happened.
Right.
It could have been a lot worse.
And as my mother taught me, two wrongs don't make a right. They were wrong doing what they did. And then you did something that's just as wrong, if not worse. You're scaring many people.
And you're lucky that guy that was a protester wasn't that big, and the guy that tackled him was a big guy.
Yes.
He's lucky he didn't break something.
Yeah, and I think ABC said that they realized that they needed to have a little more security and be a little bit better with stuff.
Yeah, he was a big guy. He, like, full-on tackled him to the ground.
He played some college football.
Oh, yeah. He
linebacker coming at you.
He wrapped him up.
Yes, he did.
He hit him and wrapped him up.
Yeah, he did.
So it was good. But I thought Jake at the end handled it pretty – you know, I'm just happy.
I would agree
experience.
With you.
He handled it well.
Yes.
He said he wasn't the worst star ever on there.
No.
But he did roll his eyes. He did have kind of a crappy attitude when he saw the bad scores. He was disappointed. But anyway, that was the show. And next week we'll be back for another episode of Dance with the Stars.
Do we do who we think is going to be off next?
Oh, well, who do you think is going to be off next?
I say Rick Perry.
He wasn't even
to
the
be bottom honest,
four.
I see him lasting a little longer.
Really?
Because I think he's such a great personality. I think people want to see what he can do.
I'm going to say Rick.
I'm thinking now he's like third or fourth person.
Okay, what do you think?
A little further.
Okay, what do you think the next person's going
to
be?
I hate to say it, but I really think it's going to be Maureen.
Really?
Maureen and Artem?
Yeah, because now people know her. She's not really well known. She's kind of like in the middle of Good Dancing and Not Good Dancing.
Okay.
So she's kind of like,
all right.
She doesn't have
it's fine. You can
tell. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, what do you think, Jack?
I'm going to go with probably, I would say Amber and Max, but Max is so popular, I can't see him not getting enough
votes. He's more popular than the star.
Yeah.
It could be Ryan and Cheryl.
Huh.
Because, you know.
You don't think he still has enough sympathy vote?
I think it's passed.
Okay.
I think it's passed. He was in the bottom four, and he had all that sympathy vote.
But you never know what the star is doing. They could have just been putting them there.
Yeah, those weren't the bottom scores, were they?
No.
No.
You don't really know how that all plays out. It's reality TV.
Wait, the four people up there aren't the lowest scores?
No.
So Rick Perry could have been the second lowest scores.
Overall scores. So what they say is like judges score and America's votes.
Trying to say is the four were up there were not the judges' lowest scores.
No, I know that.
That's what I'm saying.
The overall voting.
Yes. Yeah. But the last four up there were not the lowest judges' scores.
No, I know that.
Okay.
So the overall scores between the judges and the people calling in.
Yes.
Right.
So he was in the bottom four of people calling in. So his sympathy vote only went so far. Okay. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So right. I will say Ryan and Cheryl will be next to go. But of course,
I said
Rick Perry.
Okay.
All right. That's our show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. At this time, I'd like to thank three special patrons: Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Gleffler, and Brad from
Chicago.
Thanks for doing what you guys do. And we'll be back again next week. And, if you want to go on iTunes and give us a positive review, we'll appreciate that. I mean, give Heather sucking it up and sitting in a chair for an hour, which is extremely difficult for her. Nurse Kayla just walked in. That's it. That's all we got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Farewell.
That's bigger.